You awaken from the darkness of an orgasm-induced sleep, a mindless exhaustion and sweetness between your legs. It is gradually salved away, leaving you a little devoid, because as soon as the sensation of being coated in a dark, restrictive, pleasurable, squeezing, sensitizing medium of submission, as soon as that sensation left you, you started to want it again, even though it only left you while you were sleeping. You awaken on a comfortable bed, in a cell, as it were. Your form is nude, you find out when you run your hands up your bare chest. You look down and see that you're actually sitting in a very strange substance. The bed is soft under your shoulders, under your back, under your legs. But when you sit up, you realize part of the bed dips down into a darkened pool, carefully positioned low enough and rimmed around with protective sheeting. So only your butt and the space between your legs, your inner thighs, the lowest part of your stomach, are in a dark, reflective liquid. This explains the absence of sensation. You try, at first, to move your thighs side to side to stir out of that dark pit that your lower body, above the leg, is lodged within. Then you try flexing your muscles, try to get any hit of pleasure out of that darkened pool, and find it quite impossible. You try to clench your buttocks, but whatever is submerged in that darkness is just a distant, no longer part of you. You know that swimming in that pool are nanites, little machines that can influence and control. You remember at least that much, and shiver at the thought of what they could do. You grip the sides of the bed and try to pull yourself up, pleasure. A pulse from between your legs in a place you couldn't feel a moment ago finds its way to your brain and leaves you shivering again, this time drooling, this time slackening. You fall back on the bed, the soft, comfortable, already completely familiar surface, and the pulse continues. Between your legs, there is a vibration, a strong one, that goes right inside, finds every part of you that can feel good and begins hammering on it with need. You know that no matter what happens, that dark liquid will leave you far from climax, far from orgasm. You clench your butt or try to, and the pleasure does increase. Stimulation, mindlessness, it's filling you up the trunk of you from your belly, a euphoria of floating right into your brain. The nerve endings between your legs are being played like a fiddle by whatever electronic influence is within that dark latex medium. And when you tried to escape from it, the pleasure began, turned up, amped up. But now that you're laying still, the euphoria grows. Lightheadedness, drooling, an urge to giggle and smile and blankly remain where you are. Staying where you are, with the most sensitive parts of your body submerged in a special little vat of that liquid that is part of your bed, part of it comfortably shaped so you can rest within it. That is the right place to be, and if you just lay there, staring up at the ceiling, the steel material of a room somewhere in some spire of the organization, laying there, twitching, eyes rolling back, pleasure, pleasure, this is just where you're going to be until you're needed for something else, but that means you get to lay there, that dark reflective material, controlling the space between your legs, pleasure, pleasure. You know from experience it could spread out and cover you, but it doesn't need to. It has a direct line to the most sensitive parts of you. You are within it, and it is within your mind as well, because with one little twitch, as the substance now demonstrates, it can have you teetering on the edge, gritting your teeth, trying not to push and slide over the edge, trying to contain the urge. Your arms gripping into the comfortable bed sheets, your head laying on a very soft pillow, your legs up slightly. A dip in the bed and your butt, the space between your legs, everything that could be called incredibly, intensely, sexually sensitive is down there. Not everything. As the pleasure grows and mounts and the lightheadedness overtakes, your hands find their way to your chest once more, your bare chest, finding your nipples and beginning to rub them, massage them, pinch them. Your entire body is more sensitive because of exposure to the latex medium down there. The space between your legs, your butt, your inner thighs, everything's out of view, but you know it's submerged in that dark latex, and as long as you're only trying to bring more pleasure to yourself, it lets you do what you want. You manage to find just enough will, just enough energy to rub your own nipples, massage them, pinch them, squeeze them, run your hands over your chest, and sensitize yourself. You try to stir your hips, but the pleasure grows so great that the nerve endings down there ignore any command you try to send, and you just lay slack in the liquid. All functions between your legs are lost to you for the time being, but that's okay. Because then a strange suction, like something tight, tight, restrictive latex underwear, were being worn around your lower body, squeezing you. But as if they had a vibrator in them, buzz, buzz, the tingling spark that bespeaks the interface between your skin and the dark latex medium you lay in. That liquid is always just that, liquid, a coating. It clings to you selectively or not, in accordance with the programming of what have become at once your jailers and your best friends, laying there. You can feel some signal traveling up the nerve endings from between your legs, from your buttocks, from your belly a little too, a warm, pleasant sexual thrill, tapping out a signal like Morse code. You have no way to know what those nanites are saying to your brain, but suddenly caring about that is a distant dream, because climax, the edge of it, right at the edge, about to tip over, about to come, about to spasm, your body is allowed to make automatic involuntary movements, and it does, tossing and turning on the sheets, gripping them, pushing your head back into the pillow, dark latex cladding around your inner thighs, squeezing, dark latex underwear in that liquid somewhere formed of it, tormenting you, massaging you, little tendrils, like fingertips or tongues, licking and lapping, in a moisture-laden darkness that also sends little electrical signals of pure, euphoric, pleasured submission, desire, want to just lay here, want to let it keep you where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be here, supposed to be twitching, supposed to be feeling that little buzz up your spine, that tingle, that anticipatory delight sitting right on the edge of orgasm. You know your mind is open. You know it is programmable. You know the nanites could send any signal up there, but you just want to lay in your specially designed bed with that little dip so that certain parts of your body are under that dark material, that vat of dark material. You can hear a faint electric hum, some console in your room connected to them, wirelessly sending signals about what to do to you, with you, for you. You signed up for this after all. You welcomed this, invited it, and now it's in your head, in your body, between your legs, all over you, twitching, twitching. The latex covering your lower body, squeezing. You dream and wish it was a suit covering every bit of you, tormenting and electrifying you from toes to the top of your head, but right now all it is a space between your legs, where pleasure comes from, an outpouring tide, a dam that has burst within you, leaving you blank-eyed, open-mouthed, gasping, right at the edge. You're right at the edge. No amount of edging, masturbation, mindless pleasuring could get you here. This is mechanically calculated. The moment you think you're past the point of no return, you find a new depth inside yourself, a new place, 1 inch closer to the edge of what you can bear, becoming more able to bear more of it by the moment, because you know that the programmed interface between your legs, the place where once you were a person, but now you are a tool of your own subjugated pleasure. That place is there to make you bear more and more, euphoric, gasping, purely sexual delight alongside a feeling of well-being, peace, contentment, because the tight, almost at the edge of climax, is liberating in its own way. You find a kind of zen there. At first you were concerned you'd come prematurely, but now you know you're free to just lay there, the pleasure flooding your head, flooding your body. No matter what you do, you're going to stay right at the edge of euphoria, right at the very gap between sense and senseless climax. The only way you'll go over is when you're allowed to go over, when you're supposed to go over. When you're supposed to go over is when you will come. The freedom of being able to lay there an inch from climax, knowing that you'll just be gritting your teeth and sweating, shivering and clenching your hands, trying desperately to hold on as you're pushed nearer and nearer, yet know you will never be pushed over until it's time. You know that permission to come and the need to come will arrive at the same time, so instead, you'll just float on the wave, a little closer, a little further, a little closer, a little further. The latex between your legs, you can feel it, that coating, that shiny, smooth, perfectly maintained primordial latex. It could be liquid, or it could be the solid, squeezing, milking, tormenting underwear that are squeezing your butt, rubbing between your legs, massaging all the tension out of you, and sending sparking signals right up to your brain, down to your toes, throughout to the tips of your fingers. You could just trust that you will be brought where you need to go. It's irrelevant anyway, because if you try to escape, the pleasure would grow. In fact, you could be a bit of a brat and try to squirm your way away. Try to get out of that dark liquid latex coating between your legs, but you'll just end up falling right back into it, brought to a euphoric state where the only thing you care about is nodding along to whatever hidden signals are electrically wiring their way up from between your legs, from that interface with your pleasure sensors. Right into your mind. Again, you envision a latex suit covering your whole body, leaving only openings where there should be openings to access the fun bits. And as you pinch and squeeze them, you dearly hope your nipples will be part of that. You realize how smart it was to give you at least one thing you can do. You could grip the sheets on your bed. You could grab the rails at the sides. You could run your hands through your hair, pulling, mindlessly trying to contain. But now that you've realized you'll only orgasm when you're allowed to, you slide your hands to your chest. Find the one part of you that feels even better. You're curling your toes. You're kicking your lower legs. But your thighs stay in that pool with never a ripple. You're being kept still, kept passive between your legs, so some communication can go on, so some part of you can be buzzed into oblivion. You squeeze, squeezing your ass, letting the rippling pleasure run between your legs, run rampant, pinching your own nipples, rubbing them in circles, your tongue hanging out, your whole body caught up in this, your eyes. With the way you're staring between your own legs, watching that reflective dark latex, you imagine you might be seeing a reflected dark imagery in your eyes in the mirror later, that darkness of the nanite medium might cling to you. You squeeze and squeeze, trying to add more pleasure, but that buzzing, mechanized liquid has it covered. You're wrapped up down there. The only sensation you feel is what you're supposed to. Euphoria. Buzz. The most sensual tongue, the most dedicated fingers, would have trouble keeping you on edge. An inch from orgasm, an inch from climax, an inch from your escape. Just as you are now. Wrapped up and bound. Sure, only a small part of your body is contained in that liquid, but trying to move any of it away would result in such a strong, mindless, euphoric pulse that you'd end up just laying there. You'd end up just subsumed in the latex once more. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to be and will be from now on. You know it's your fate. You know it's your fault. You asked for it, but it's not so bad. Buzz and pulse. There's training under it. You can practically make out the whispering, almost feminine, partly androgynous, but you'd like to imagine some feminine influence in your head, some warm, curved, squeezing presence. You squeeze, and the nanite voice in some distant part of your brain rewards you. Another pulse, another euphoric, robotic desire. You want to fulfill your function. You like being right on the edge, because you know eventually rewards will come, and come when you've completed your training. You keep pinching your nipples. You notice the pleasure is greater. Perhaps that's just the sensitivity, or the way the cool air on your naked flesh exacerbates and hardens the tips. You pinch them anyway, and the pulsing pleasure mingled with a slight, momentary pinch finds its way to your brain, joins the nanite signal, amplifies that squeezing latex presence the way you can feel that clean, smooth, rubberized presence between your legs, between your buttocks, skin tight and mindless. After all, that material is just following its programming, and soon so will you. Before, it was impossible to feel much of anything between your legs through that dark, reflective surface. Suddenly, feeling returns, and now what was just your brain telling you're gonna come, is an acute awareness of how close you are, how much on the ragged edge of climactic release you've become. You feel something, a tendril teasing your butt, rubbing around the hole. You feel between your legs as if tongues were licking ceaselessly, pulling you in the vacuum seal of those underwear. You know they're there. You can feel the texture, a waistband, leg bands, tight latex underwear, nonetheless utterly comfortable. And when you move your hips now, the material lets you thrust and rub against. Lets you feel your butt squeezing around the somehow welcome and familiar intrusion of teasing, lapping, latex down there like tongues, tendrils, teasing invasive, torturous, mindless pleasure. Right at the edge, it's always moving, stimulating, buzzing, vibrating. You want it, you pinch your own nipples, and you feel the material respond by going harder. And yet, climax is still distant. You know you'll only come when you're supposed to come, when you're allowed to come, and there's a kind of freedom, a kind of calm in knowing when the moment comes you will receive your reward. But until then, you just buzz, you just squeeze, you just let it take over. Laying there, knowing that material is programmed to do what you agreed to when you came here. This is what you want. Looking over to the door to your room, there's a long corridor outside. You have your privacy. You could moan, maybe you should. If you do, that material will reward you, you just know it. The promise of pleasure far outweighs any desire to get up and explore. That time will come. Reassured and calm, laying there as you ride a ragged sexual thrill up and down, edging closer, drifting further. Letting it all in, taking it all in, squeezing, rolling your hips, clenching, feeling your whole body in the throw of that wave that goes up closer to orgasm, down more distant, up closer, down more distant, in and out of close proximity to your own release, your own relief, the escape of pleasure, and the promise of more conditioning. If you stay in this latex-clad, darkened pleasure, laying on your bed, in the dip where your lower body is contained in that dark latex, rubberized coating, filled with influencing, buzzing, communicating machines, treating your mind like so much software to be customized or rewritten, and you just pulse the way that climax is floating there, carrot and stick, because if you tried to move, you'd come so close your whole body would lose its tension and fall right back into the fluffy, comfortable mattress. And the soft, insidious squeezing of smooth rubber, the latex rubbing over you, moving of its own accord, shaping itself in ways that make you feel licked, sucked upon, squeezed, spanked, pinched, vibrated. Speaking of pinching, your own nipples are still available to you. You can tease them. You can torment them. Just as you're wondering when climax will eventually come, how much of this conditioning will come, you hear a distant door open at the far end of the hallway. The creak of it opening, and the latex begins to spread, flowing down from between your legs, out of its little depression in part of your bed, down over your legs, your thighs, up over your belly toward the nipples you're pinching and squeezing. A latex suit spreading, covering, preparing you for what comes next.